Good morning. My guest this morning is Kevin Monroe from the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Roland.
Dragonflies.
Yeah.
What an interesting topic. Dragonflies in our watershed. A field survey of Laguna dragonflies.
Yes. Yes. Dragonflies. I'm really a dragonfly geek. I'm a bit obsessed with them.
Really?
Yeah. I got into them in the late 90s because of a neat dragonfly program and field trip that I went to. And they're just so fascinating and bizarre. Their flight is sort of one of the first things that I think about. They can fly 40 miles an hour, which is just crazy when you think about this little, you know, 3-inch insect.
You would think he would tear himself to bits.
Yes, yes, or run into something.
Right.
Yes. And their wings can move 60 times in a second.
Oh,
in one second,
goodness.
Their wings flap 60 times, which is hard to even imagine.
Right.
Each one of their wings moves independently and pivots on a joint. They're the only insect where each wing moves like that, which means they can fly upside down and backwards.
How many different types, species are there?
Yeah, there are about 3,000 different dragonflies in the world.
I knew it would be something like that.
There's about 300 in North America, and there's about 30 or 40 in the Sonoma County area.
Great, okay. Fruits of a healthy watershed,
yeah,
I see written here.
Right.
What do they do for the watershed?
Yes, that's a phrase that we often use with them. So one of the neat things about dragonflies is their life cycle. Their larvae live underwater like tadpoles. They'll spend sometimes 8 years underwater breathing through gills as little grubs, and then are only out as winged adults for a couple months, which means when you see dragonflies flying around, there has to be a somewhat healthy stream or pond nearby. So it takes a healthy watershed with healthy streams and rivers and ponds to produce all these beautiful adult dragonflies. So I think of them as the fruit of a healthy watershed, if that makes sense.
So on September 9th,
yes,
at 9:30 in the morning, you will bring a number of the people who are listening to this radio show right now out to the Laguna and show them these dragonflies.
Yes.
You know they'll be there.
Oh, yes. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to go to places we've scouted out that are great for dragonflies. We're going to catch them with a net, and people are going to get to very carefully and gently hold them and then release them.
Oh,
they're
fantastic.
Going to see them, you know, inches away up close. It's going to be so much fun, and we still have room for more people.
Excellent. Excellent. I see here that you do have to reserve in advance.
Yes. Go to our website, lagunafoundation.org, and go to the walks and classes, and you can sign up.
So what else is coming up?
Sure. Well, I'm really excited about the fact that we're doing some partnership insect programs with Sonoma State University at their two wildlands preserves, the Fairfield Osborne Preserve and the Galbreath Preserve up north of Cloverdale. So keep an eye on our website. We're going to be looking for night insects. We're going to go out after dark and look for moths and huge beetles and
how do
crickets.
You do that?
We put up something called black lights, which is a special kind of fluorescent light that attracts insects. We put big white sheets behind those lights, and we're there for several hours in the middle of the night listening to owls catching these big, huge night insects out in the hills. It's going to be so much fun.
So it seems to me that the Laguna it's sort of a treasure house of insects, isn't it?
It is really a jewel of biodiversity for all of Northern California, and that includes a tremendous diversity of beautiful insects.
Great. Kevin, thank you very much for coming in. And
you're so welcome.
Blowing
thank
my
you.
Mind.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
And let's tell people that this happens on Sunday, September 9th. At the Laguna Environmental Center on Sanford Road, right out there in the middle of the Laguna. For information, 527-9277. And I assume you can also go to lagunafoundation.org.
Yes, sir. Most certainly.
When you go there, be sure to find out what else is happening, because the Laguna Foundation is a treasure house of amazing stuff. Remember, lagunafoundation.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.